Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, when we're talking about Prop 13, it's almost been a third rail, politically speaking, here in California.
It is. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we haven't seen the governor or the state legislature take any actions or make any move towards or about it. We're talking about how California assesses property values. And since everybody's interested in property values and a lot of people have their savings wrapped up in property, it is a very touchy issue. Now, under Proposition 13, which passed in the 70s, it froze property taxes assessments for the people then, and then they raised them every couple of years at 2%. And it's been sort of stable. Now, when a house gets sold, it gets reassessed. But the person coming in, they also get the 2%. It's sort of a fixed thing, and it's across the board. Also covers industrial and commercial property. And that's what a teachers union and public employee unions and state and local governments are looking at as saying, let's change that. It's one thing if Jeff, Phil, and Patty are getting a steady rise in their tax but not overburden them. But maybe these big companies ought to be able to be ponying up more. That's the attractiveness of it. The idea is to get $12 billion a year for schools and local governments. But the people that own the property are pushing back, and it's promising to be a rather heated campaign this November.
Because the businesses are saying, we're coming out of this pandemic, and now you want to give me a big hike in taxes.
Well, that's one of it. It's like the business is saying, yeah, you want to give us a big hike in taxes, and that's the plan here. I mean, let's not, you know, kid around. That's what the plan is. Schools and local governments are still in the hole for pension and for the health care for current and retired employees. It is eating up a lot of the civic dollars. And they know they're not going to go to us and say, you know, pony up for the pensions. The public's not going to go for that. But something like this, we might go for it. Polls show it split about 50-50. Go after the big guys. The problem is, you know, or the challenge is delineating the big guys from the small guys. Let me give you an example. If a business is a building or something like that is worth less than $3 million, you don't have to worry about it. You're out there too, just like homeowners. You get exempted. But if Jeff, Phil, and Patty are running a radio station in a building, and that building has five other studios in it and is sold for about $6 million, then the landlord's going to come back and say, hey, my taxes are going up every 3 years, so's your rent. And that's the sort of the trickle down on this. And that's what you're going to hear, that it hits a lot of things across the board. The flip side is, coming out of the pandemic, is that schools and local governments are hurt. The state's facing a huge, huge multi-billion dollar deficit, and the money's got to come from somewhere. And the last time I looked, the state and local governments weren't making anything in a factory, but they are looking for taxes, and this would be the way to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.